The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
We want to start with the roads today. The bank holiday weekend saw more than 140 motorists arrested for driving under the influence of alcohol or drugs, and 3,100 speeding offences. There's also 340 drivers using a mobile phone or failing to wear a seatbelt. So we've had so many conversations on this show about road safety, but clearly the messaging isn't getting through given those statistics. We're joined by Cynthia Ní Mhíreachtain, Fianna Fáil MEP for Dublin South, member of the European Transport Committee, who has her own ideas on what should happen when it comes to road safety, including, Cynthia Ní Mhíreachtain, a driving curfew. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, a suggested driving curfew for a particular cohort of drivers known as novice drivers at a particular time, unless they are commuting for work. Unfortunately, this particular suggestion that I had, which was one out of six, has been taken out of context by Beat FM. And in fairness to them, Beat have fessed up and said, look, we forgot to mention that you did say unless the young person, the novice driver, was driving for work. Our youngsters need to drive. They need to get jobs late into the night and early into the morning in order to pay for college fees, because we've got a cost of living crisis. But one of the suggestions, Shane, that I had, in light of other countries in Europe doing this, is that we should consider stricter nighttime curfews for novice drivers unless they were commuting to work. Given that, now that wasn't based on thin air, that was given that young driver fatalities are an area where Ireland struggles with and in compared to the EU average. And transport safety advocates have pointed to models in other jurisdictions, which I learned about because I met with the European Transport Safety Council last week before I issued this statement. But we've learned from other jurisdictions that it does work when they place a curfew on novice or learner drivers, banning them driving between midnight and 5 a.m. And this is the important part, which was left out originally from my statement, although I had it in, was unless they are commuting to and from work, or of course, unless there's an emergency, Shane. Okay. And in fairness to some young people, they have said to me, and I've spoken to them about this, that they like to drive at night due to mental health difficulties, and that it helps to calm them, and it helps obviously to I suppose deal with their mental health problems. So I understand that fully, and there are always going to be exceptions, and there should be, of course, and everybody has to work. But the other things that I'd like to highlight, I've been banging on the table about alcolocks and automated speeding cameras and average speeding cameras, but look, if I just deal with a couple of them, average speed cameras on a road network, Shane, Finland has 1100 speed cameras, Sweden 2500, in Ireland we have 14 with a target to roll out 20.
Give us those again. 14 in Ireland. How many in Finland?
In Finland, 1,100, and in Sweden, 2,500. Wow. These are not vastly, you know, huge, huge countries by comparison when you compare it. Camera portals is another thing for citizen video. Now, in light of the three families that are grieving the three losses of men who lost their lives last weekend, one in County Louth, one in Roscommon, one in Finglas in Dublin, in light of the fact that the Gardaí are always appealing for camera footage, they appeal automatically to the public for dash cam footage, but in actual fact, in the UK, road users who have the footage are allowed to upload it immediately. Or if they've got cycling camera footage of dangerous driving, they load it up directly to a police portal called Operation Snap. And that routinely leads to direct prosecutions.
Right. Is there a slight danger about that? I like the idea of it. I mean, well, I suppose what you don't want is people doing that while driving. You don't want them uploading the dash cam coverage while driving. But I presume, hopefully, that wouldn't happen.
Everybody would exercise caution. And of course, people regularly have dash cam now, and it's more common now, and particularly cyclists, because they're involved in a lot of accidents as well. And of course, that results in fatalities. The other thing is, Shane, automated mobile phone and seatbelt cameras. I mean, we really do need to catch up on our neighbours and friends in the Netherlands and in France. They deploy AI-assisted overhead cameras. They automatically detect whether a driver is on the mobile phone or failing to wear a seatbelt, and that generates automated fines. Now, at a time when we know we are building up our Garda numbers again, and we all want more enforcement in person through An Garda Síochána on the streets and on the roads, but we have to look at the tech in the meantime whilst we build it up, because it's taking time. And in the meantime, we are seeing these fatalities rising and going in the wrong direction. If you look at year on year over the last number of years, you will see that between 2024 and 2025, for example, we have a rise from 171 to 185 deaths. And in this year alone of 26, Shane, there's been 66 road deaths in Ireland. And according to the RSA, this represents only an upward trend. And
we are going the wrong direction. Yeah. Shane Ross, former transport minister, says there's no appetite in Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael parliamentary parties for the kind of tough measures that would be required to continue the previous downward trend and reverse the current upward trend
I respectfully disagree with Shane Ross.
He said he couldn't get drink driving legislation through with huge difficulty. He couldn't get speeding legislation through without huge difficulty. And opposition.
Look, I'd be delighted to debate it with him, but he knows that I wasn't in the Dáil. He knows that I wasn't involved in politics.
I accept that.
Yeah, what I'm trying to do now, though, as a member of the Transport Committee, I'm trying to bring lessons from Europe back to Ireland. I do that almost on a weekly basis to my colleagues in government. I have to say I get a very good reception from the Department of Transport, Dara O'Brien's, and also from Jim O'Callaghan. And Jim O'Callaghan and Dara O'Brien, both departments, are doing their very best, but I'm pushing them for more. And I'm saying, try out this. Yes, of course, I understand there are limited resources. I get that. But sorry, this is not just the loss of a person and the awful tragedy that unfolds from that for their family and friends and so forth and communities, but it is a cost to the taxpayer as well. I keep saying that in terms of resources.
There is also issues about a lack of Gardaí in the traffic corps, and there was also a report, I think it was about a year ago, highlighting a lack of performance from a small minority of those in the traffic corps.
I think that has been listened to. I banged on the table about that and I was critical of that. I think I was listened to and many others who did. And I can say from what I read about the numbers of Gardaí on checkpoints this bank holiday weekend, it was at a very high rate. And you have just cited at the top of the interview the amount of people who were given on the spot fines or who were arrested or otherwise will be facing some form of prosecution. So I do think it's working. The unfortunate thing is that we need more and quicker, Shane, because when it happens at a bank holiday weekend, we all tune in, everybody slows down, everybody's more careful with regards to not using their phone, insisting they have their seatbelt on, etc., not drink driving, any of that, distracted driving. But unfortunately, we don't have a bank holiday weekend every weekend.
Okay. I do have to put it to you, it would be remiss of me if I didn't ask you about your colleague in Fianna Fáil, the TD, Malcolm Byrne, who has confirmed he was arrested on suspicion of drink driving after failing a roadside breath test in Dublin last week. Your reaction to that?
I don't condone drink driving. We don't know what's going to emerge from a live investigation at the moment. And far be it from me, a lawyer, to make any further comments on that. But suffice to say, I do know that any fatality which involves drink driving is something that I do not support at all, especially when it can be avoided, especially when the government are putting so much money behind road safety campaigns and sensible drink campaigns and not drinking when you are driving.
Very finally on this, are you optimistic that we can get back to a downward trend in road deaths? Because in recent years it has been depressing how we had been going in the right direction, and yet once again road deaths are increasing on our roads.
Well, Shane, I think you know me and the listeners know me. I'm always optimistic, and I'm always optimistic because I keep just driving on and banging on the table about this issue. It's not going to go away. I've many more ideas as well with regards to, we looked at, and I know Minister Canny looked at the splitting and the division of the RSA into a specific two-pronged organisation, and he decided
to get one
for
roads.
Yes, he did. But I'll tell you now, I believe that should be looked at again.
Is the RSA fit for purpose? I think that's a legitimate question to ask.
I think it's fit for purpose given the resources that it has at the moment, but I think we need a whole new way of thinking around this, and I think it's got to go beyond thinking in terms of the measures that we have deployed thus far, and in the context that we're in now, Shane, where we have limited Gardaí on the streets because we're building back up the force again. And of course, there's other types of crime as well, and there's other instances that an Garda Síochána are absolutely working on 24/7. So I think the current pinch point, and this pinch point now, Shane, is going on for years, the current pinch point of all these deaths, it cannot be allowed to continue.
Okay, all right. So you're saying we should be looking at things like automated mobile phone and seatbelt cameras, alcohol locks for repeat drink driving offenders, and that idea of nighttime curfew with the proviso, as you stressed on a number of occasions, that it wouldn't restrict people from driving to work or an emergency.
And also, Shane, could I mention the default 30 kilometre per hour urban zones? Some local authorities, they've introduced them in distinct neighbourhoods. But in countries like Spain, it's implemented blanket nationwide.
There's huge opposition to that. And there was huge opposition. There was huge opposition in your parliamentary party to that. That was one of the things Shane Ross reported opposition to.
Yes, there is. But I think we are going to have to think afresh about this because the fatalities are too high. They're only going in the wrong direction. And we have to look at, and I don't like saying this after I mention about grieving families, but we have to look at the cost to the taxpayer. We need value for money here for the taxpayer because we have a cost of living crisis.
Well, look, keep banging the table. Cynthia Niavirikou, Fianna Fáil MEP for Ireland South and member of the European Transport Committee. Lots of you getting in touch on this. We've high enough young rate, but what about middle-aged drivers on their phones, etc., who are as bad? I think that's a fair point. We let our phone monitor every move. Let's do the same for our cars. Enforce the rules of the road through similar monitoring and tracking. Another listener talks about being the parent of two young people who are driving and saying the cost of second-hand cars is a major issue. These young people might be safer in more modern cars, not ones 12 to 15 years old. Also, more guards out in the back roads, not shooting fish in a barrel in 50 kilometre speed zones around the towns and cities. You know my views on this, folks. If you're speeding, you're speeding. It doesn't matter where it is. You can't complain if you're caught and you're over the speed zone. But I know a lot of you will disagree. Keep disagreeing if that's what you wish to do.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.